was 1976, and I had just recently moved to California from Hawaii, where I had the privilege of growing up. And I was living with my pastor, mentor. He had been my pastor in Kailua, Oahu, growing up. And I got a call from my dad. They had recently returned from Senegal, West Africa, where they had visited my sister, who is a career translator missionary to the Wolof people of West Senegal, translating the Wolof Bible. And they, being there, she developed a really bad hacking cough. Came home and was diagnosed with lung cancer. And I got a call from my dad that night, basically saying, "Greg, we don't think Mom's going to make it through the night. Would you plan on coming home and being at her side?" I was attending divinity school, seminary in Mill Valley, and it happened to be midterms. So as soon as I got done with my midterms, I booked a flight to Hawaii and left to my mother's side. Well, that night when I got the call from my dad, I went up to my bedroom, realizing that I may never see my mother again. And I wrote down everything that I knew that was true in light of Jesus' second coming. And I made that list, and then I turned that list into this song. Well, my mother made it through the night, and she was there in her bed on morphine so that she could die at home. And I got to sing this song to her. It goes like this. The clouds roll back, lightning fills the sky. The world looks on the one that it crucified. Take a look at yourselves, you're being metamorphosized. From earthly caterpillars to heavenly butterflies. It's done. God's will's been done. All praise and honor and glory belong to the Son. Heaven and earth are now as one, 'cause the kingdom of God has just begun. Raise your hands, children, bless the Lord. Satan and all of his demons have got their just reward. Evil and death were swallowed up in victory. The victory Christ won at Calvary. When he said it's done, God's will's been done. All praise and honor and glory belong to the Son. Heaven and earth are now as one, 'cause the kingdom of God has just begun. So raise your hands, children, bless the Lord. Satan and all of his demons have got their just reward. Heaven and death are swallowed up in victory. The victory Christ won at Calvary. When he said, it's finished, God's will's been done. All praise and honor and glory belong to the Son. Evil and death has been swallowed up in victory. The victory Christ won at Calvary. The clouds roll back, lightning fills the skies. The world beholds the man that it crucified. Look, take a look at yourselves. You're being metamorphosized from an earthly caterpillar to a heavenly butterfly. Fly with children, it's done. God's will's been done. All praise and honor and glory belong to the Son. Heaven and earth are now as one. For the kingdom of God has just begun. Beloved, it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when Christ appears, we shall be like him, for we shall see him just as he is, in all of his splendor, in all of his glory, and the things of this earth, the suffering, which is not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us, will all be done away with. No more tears, no more crying. The kingdom of God has just begun. The kingdom of God has just begun. I was able to fly that Thanksgiving holiday and sing this song for my mother at her bedside. And as I sang it, I could not finish it. I burst into tears. She was the shell. She lost a lot of weight. She was the shell of the mother that I knew. And she reached out to me and said, "Greg, it's okay. I'm in good hands. Don't worry about me. I'm going to be with the Lord." That was in 1976. That Christmas, I returned to Hawaii around Christmas break, and we gathered as a family to say goodbye to Victoria R. Escher. And I'm just reminded that during this current crisis around the world, people are experiencing great suffering. There's starvation. People are dying alone from the coronavirus. And I just want to send this message of encouragement and hope to everyone that this present suffering, as Romans 8 says, is not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us. As we talked about last week, that the whole creation groans together in pain till now. The secularists call it global warming, but when you have a baby in the womb, you have global warming. And affectionately, they call the earth Mother Earth. Now, why do they call it Mother Earth? Because the Mother Earth is gestating the sons and daughters of God. And so we rejoice. It doesn't matter how bad it gets. Somebody posted this past week, God has not promised us a safe passage. He's promised us a safe homecoming. And you are safe in the hands of the Lord. As Psalms 46 says, though the mountains fall into the sea, I will not fear. The Lord is a very present help in time of need. And I just want to encourage you to set your affections on things above, not on things of this earth. The things of this earth are literally passing away, folks. We are losing loved ones. We are losing our freedoms. We are losing our finances. People are going to be in distress. We don't know how bad this is going to get. but we can lift our eyes heavenward, knowing that God, our God, is a very present help in time of need. And it, though the mountains fall into the sea, Psalms 46, yet I will not fear. Be still and know that I am God. Folks, the earth is going to be remodeled. We're going to have a new heaven and a new earth. And so, though the mountains fall into the sea, though the stars fall from heaven, Jesus said, the sun will turn black, the moon will turn to blood, and the stars will fall from heaven. And I believe that the generation that sees that, that prophetic sign that all the prophets spoke of, most of the prophets spoke of, that's the generation that's going to see the fulfillment of all these things. And we could be that generation. God bless you. Keep your affections on things above, not on things of this earth, and keep your eyes heavenward. Even so, come quickly, Lord Jesus.